We're joined by Anthony Iannarino, currently President and Chief Sales Officer, Solutions Staffing, also the Managing Director of B2B Sales Coach and Consulting. This is a guy with a fantastic background, very interesting. I want to ask him a little bit about it. Hey, Anthony, great to have you in the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Kelly, thanks for having me.
How did you get started online, and what does that journey look like?
In 2007, I bought thesalesblog.com, and I didn't know at the time somebody already had Salesblog. I was trying to buy Salesblog, but it was registered to somebody who lived in North Carolina. They were parking on it. I couldn't figure out who had it. GoDaddy recommended I buy the Salesblog, so that's what I bought. Later on, I found out it was Gittimer who owned Salesblog. He just didn't use it until late 2010. But in 2007, I bought it, and I thought, I should do a blog. And I dabbled, and I posted occasionally. And I really wasn't sure what it was supposed to look like or what you were supposed to do. But over the course of the next, 12, 18 months, I started following Seth Godin very carefully and looking at what he did and sharing his ideas with a community that cared about him. And I started reading Chris Brogan, who's now a dear friend of mine. And I read Chris's first book, Trust Agents. And the first time I read the book, I thought, I don't have any idea what this guy's talking about. And the second time I read it, though, I thought, I'll read it again and see, was it just me? Because what he's doing is working for him. It's working for Seth Godin. And I just started following the recipe, which was go out into the world and share your best ideas. Don't hold anything back. Just go ahead and share the whole idea with people who can use it. And then build a community of people who you can share their content and a group of fellow travelers, people that are doing the same thing. And help each other. And I basically have been following that recipe since December 28th, 2009. I sat my wife down and said, I'm going to make a rather dramatic shift in my life. I'm going to start writing and posting every day. I'm going to start keynote speaking. And I plan on speaking, all over the world to sales organizations that want somebody to speak. And I told her this big plan, and she said, I really don't understand anything that you just said, but of course I support you. And and 10 months later, I started speaking professionally. That was in 2010, and I've been hustling ever since. But it was really about getting the vision about what do you do out here on the online world. You give your best ideas away, and you share with people that can benefit from what you do. And it's really counterintuitive to a lot of people, especially older people who look at it and say, you're not supposed to give your ideas away. You're supposed to save them and make people pay. I had one consultant who called and yelled at me for giving away all my ideas, and he said, you've got that stupid archive link at the top where anybody can go back and find any idea that you ever wrote. And by the way, how are you getting all this business? And I said, asked and answered, right? I'm sharing so people know how I create value. And for the people listening to this, the tool that is the social web is so people can get the experience of what it's like to work with you. What do you think? How do you feel? What do you know? How do you create value? And when you start sharing it, it turns out that people figure out who you are and the right customers find you.
Yes, no question about it. We're joined by Anthony Iannarino. He is the author of thesalesblog.com. Clearly, it's a guy that you need to be following. You can find him on Twitter as well, at Iannarino. Let me spell it for you, Iannarino. I've been in that camp for a very, very long time, and I'm probably one of those older guys that you're talking about, with the big exception that I'm very much in your camp. Clearly, to me, there's a huge difference, Anthony, in the ideas that are given out and the way they're executed and the way they're customized. And, a lot of people they just don't have the capability to take an idea and then naturally run with it and execute it in their own business. But knowing that you have those ideas and you're the kind of person that thinks that way, to me, the allure is now here, I've identified a guy I know that can come into my business and can actually help me with the problems that I have. He's already proven that, and I need help with the execution. Is that a pretty fair description?
It's spot on. I mean, that's how it works. When they know how you create value and they know the idea resonates and that you're the right fit, they're looking for you to come in and share the execution around that idea and help carry that across the line for them. And that's really how people know what you do, is by what you write and what you say is important and how you approach a problem.
We hope to see you again next week. Thanks for everybody who joined us today. Anthony Iannarino, you can find him at thesalesblog.com. Fantastic conversation. You'll want to listen again.